AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden visits Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the Greenwood neighborhood where a white mob killed as many as 300 black residents and looted and burned the prosperous neighborhood.
100 years ago, at this hour, on this first day of June, smoke darkened the Tulsa sky, rising from 35 blocks of Greenwood that were left in ash and ember, raised in rubble.
Despite the racist massacre, Biden says,
No arrests of the mob were made. None.
In his speech as part of the 100th anniversary of that massacre, Biden noted that the nation cannot and will not bury the pain and trauma.
We memorialize what happened here in Tulsa so it can't be erased. We know here, in this hallowed place, we simply can't bury pain and trauma forever.
His administration is out to increase black home ownership. One on-duty firefighter is dead, another in critical condition, shot by a fellow firefighter who reportedly then killed himself. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Los Angeles County Fire Chief Daryl Osby reported the news.
I stand here with a heavy heart.
Two of his firefighters were shot at Station 81 in Agua Dulce. A 44-year-old fire specialist, well-liked, who was a husband and father, dead at the scene. A fire captain was rushed to the hospital. Sheriff's Lieutenant Brandon Dean says they were told the shooter was an off-duty fireman who had come to his station house, so they rushed to his home to find it in flames and a man outside who was dead.
We don't believe anybody else was at the location, so it appears to be self-inflicted.
Fire Chief Osby says firefighting is fraught with danger, but he never expected
that they would face that danger at one of our community fire stations.
This is AP News. Last month, it was a major U.S. oil and gasoline pipeline. This week, the world's largest meat company is hit by a ransomware attack. JBS, which is the second largest meat producer in the U.S., says the cyber attack affected servers supporting its operations in North America and Australia. The company notified authorities and engaged third-party experts to resolve the problem as soon as possible. A union official says two shifts at the company's largest U.S. beef plant in Greeley, Colorado, were canceled today. Plants in Canada and Australia have also canceled production. An FBI agent has been charged with attempted murder in the off-duty shooting of a man on a Washington, D.C. metro train several months ago. Montgomery County, Maryland State's Attorney John McCarthy tells WJLA,
"We would not have brought the charge if we thought that it was protected by law. So by virtue of bringing forth the charge, we've made a judgment that a crime occurred."
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.